This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The tremors are increasing. Not of the earth, though the ground is shifting, but within the structures of power erected by Edom. We watch, as the prophets commanded, for the signs of the day of Yahuwah, and they are multiplying. The fracturing within the so-called stronghold, the unraveling of false narratives, the escalating conflicts, these are not random events. They are the unfolding of judgment, the awakening of Israel, and the tightening of the noose around the neck of a rebellious world. Consider the ruling from Israel's High Court, the attempt to stifle an investigation into the failures of October 7th. This isn't about legal procedure, it's about self-preservation. Edom, in its various manifestations, always seeks to control the narrative to bury the truth beneath layers of deception. Yes, Yahu spoke of a crumbling stronghold built upon sand. This court ruling, this power play, is a demonstration of that crumbling. Yahuwah sees the cracks and they are widening. The illusion of invincibility, carefully cultivated for decades, is dissolving before our eyes. Scattered Israel must recognize this internal conflict for what it is, a symptom of the judgment being poured out upon Edom, a consequence of its defiance. And the orchestration of chaos continues. Senator Rubio's pronouncements regarding the impending failure of Iran negotiations are not a lament for lost diplomacy. They are a confirmation of what we, the Watchmen, have known all along. There is no lasting peace to be found in negotiations with those who stand outside the covenant. This is not about preventing conflict. It's about facilitating it. Edom thrives on perpetual war, offering false promises of peace while simultaneously arming and funding those who seek to dismantle the order Yahuwah established. The anticipated failure is not a setback, but a necessary precursor to judgment. Yahuwah will not allow his covenant people to remain undefended. This manufactured conflict is further exposed by the charade unfolding between Trump and the Iranian regime. A meeting planned, then denied, broadcast across Edomite-controlled media, a performance designed to manipulate perceptions and conceal the deeper machinations. They speak of stability and security while ignoring the cries of the exiled people. The modern state of Israel, a counterfeit built upon stolen land, remains central to this deception, propped up by Edom and its allies. Israel, the scattered remnant, must not be deceived by these theatrics. Our hope lies not in shifting sands, but in the steadfast promises of Yahuwah. The escalation extends to the skies. Hezbollah's deployment of explosive drones, a threat acknowledged by the Israeli defense establishment, is not merely a geopolitical development. It's a consequence of the spiritual battle unfolding. Yahuwah is stirring up the nations, using them as instruments of discipline. The inability of the Israeli regime to counter this threat is not a failure of technology, but a symptom of a deeper spiritual weakness. A nation founded on defiance of Yahuwah's law cannot expect his protection. This arrogance invites further conflict and exposes the vulnerability of its borders. For scattered Israel, this serves as a stark reminder of the times in which we live. The signs are multiplying: war, famine, pestilence, and the rise of hostility. And the aggression against Israel continues unabated. The UN's tepid warnings regarding Gaza and Yehuda are a pathetic understatement of the ongoing war against the remnant of the tribes. The U.S. brokered ceasefire, a temporary reprieve at best, has failed to curb the Israeli regime's violence. This is by design. The Zionist state does not seek peace, but dominance, a continuation of the Edomite agenda to displace and subdue Israel. The raids, the arrests, the blockade, these are not isolated incidents, but calculated acts of collective punishment, mirroring the prophecies of Deuteronomy 28. Yahuwah declared that disobedience would bring siege, blockade, and the severing of the covenant people from their land. We are witnessing the fulfillment of these judgments. The international community, blinded by political expediency and deceived by the narrative of Israel's right to defend itself, remains largely complicit. They fail to recognize that the true victims are not those who occupy the land illegally, but the scattered tribes of Israel, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who are being dispossessed of their birthright. The modern state of Israel, a creation of Western powers, is a counterfeit. It is built upon stolen land and sustained by the exploitation of Israel. This current escalation is not a localized conflict, but a manifestation of the larger judgment falling upon Edom and its proxies. Yet even amidst the darkness, a flicker of awakening, reports of a growing spirit of separation from the Babylonian systems, a rising of those with the heart of Gideon, offer a glimmer of hope. Zechariah foretold a time when Israel would be restored, when the desolate places would be rebuilt, and when the people would return to Yahuwah with all their hearts. This restoration is not merely physical, it is spiritual. It is a turning away from the false gods of this world and a return to the covenant. The watchman sees it, the stirring within the scattered tribes, the yearning for truth, the rejection of the lies. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.